Okay, we'll get started with the next session.
好，我们下一堂课开始。
Yeah, so we had the five wills of Satan, which are expressing his desire.
所以这五个撒旦他要做的事，就明白的显现出撒旦他的欲望。
And all of those five I wills, saying that he will do something, is in contradiction to God's will.
而这五个撒旦想要做的事呢，都完全是对抗了神的意志。
Now imagine saying, "I will be like God."
而且他最后还说，我要像神一样。
That's the height of arrogance.
这是大概是傲慢的最高级。
But actually, any time a person ignores God and His plan, really, that's what they're doing. They're saying, "Well, God has no control over my life. I'm a free agent. I'm going to do what I want."
所以任何人呢，他如果是想要这个，就是背逆神的计划的话，他其实就是在说，神不能控制我任何事情，而且我就是我。
And we have the opposite example of David. Remember, the Bible says he was a man after God's own heart.
有一句话说，大卫呢是最能够，最在神的心上。
And we can see that in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14.
撒母耳记上13章14节。
And then in Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 22.
然后使徒行传13章22节。
Yeah, so the Bible says he was a man after God's own heart.
然后他上面就想的说，大卫是在神的心上。
Well, actually, after God's heart. I can bring up the verse and you can see how they translate it. That was 1 Samuel 13:14. It's an anthropopathism, though, because God doesn't actually have a heart, right?
好，这个说法完全是一个拟人化的说法，因为神其实并没有一个实体的心。
Okay, but it's relating to God's character, of course.
所以这边讲的就是说，大卫呢是一个最合神心意的人。
See, in the Hebrew, you've literally got he's a man after God's lev, kalevi. He wanted to follow God's will. Really, that's what it means.
其实从这个希伯来文的意思是说呢，就是大卫呢是一个在跟随神心意的人，就是如果直接从希伯来文来讲的话。
But literally in the Hebrew it says he was after God, a man after God's heart. But the meaning is that he wanted to do the will of God.
所以呢，实际上这句话的意思就是说，这个人呢，他是愿意去做神要他做的事。
And that shows that he is willing to submit himself to God.
也就是说呢，他愿意呢，把他自己献给神。
He strives to know. Strive means he really tried as much as he could to know and to live up to the character and standards of God.
而且呢，这个意思还包含了说，他会非常努力的试着呢，能够把他自己去越来越符合神所期待的一个标准。
And this would have meant that every time he had an opportunity to study the Word of God, he would have taken himself to a Bible class somewhere.
所以呢，这个人他如果是这样的一个人，他一定会努力的来上圣经课。
The Bible doesn't tell us exactly how David learned his doctrine.
我们的圣经其实没有告诉我们大卫是如何学习这个神的意志，经句、经义。
But we do know from the Bible and another context in the Bible that these judges and the prophets, people like Samuel, they would go around on a circuit and they would teach in different places. And they would go around. That was their job to go and teach.
不过我们也知道呢，从圣经里你看得出来，像撒母耳这些先知们，他们是会到处去教导的。
And like any missionary, or even the apostles, anywhere where there was positive volition, they would stay there for a time. You know, why would they move from somewhere where there's people that are willing to learn the Word of God? So they would settle down and they would set up a Bible class.
而从圣经里我们也看到那些使徒们，他们也是当有人愿意学习的时候，他们就必然 会停留。如果有人愿意学习，他们就要愿意的牧养这些人。
We sort of get the impression that David was a shepherd boy and he was spending all the time in the fields with the sheep. But obviously, if there was a Bible class around, he would go to Bible class. He wanted to know the will of God.
而 当大卫还是一个这个牧羊童的时候哦，我们可以想象他一定哪里有圣经课他就一定会去听。
And you have to remember his village was the village of Bethlehem. That was his hometown. And Bethlehem was very close to Jerusalem. It's only like probably an hour's walk from Jerusalem. That's about, in modern day times even, Bethlehem is a suburb in Jerusalem. I think maybe 3 or 4 miles from the main center. It's probably an hour's walk, 2 hours at the most. You could walk there.
而大卫他小时候是在伯利恒长大的嘛。所以而伯利恒离这个耶路撒冷只有几个 mile, 几个英里，所以是非常非常近的。
Yeah, and that was where a lot of the main teaching was going on. And so David would go, whether it's to Jerusalem or wherever there was teaching, and there would be teaching, and he would go there and learn.
我们可以想象啊，因为这距离这么的近，虽然在当时耶路撒冷还没有一个大型的一个会堂，可是呢。可以想象那个耶路撒冷就还是一个圣地嘛，所以他一定很容易的有机会，大卫就会到耶路撒冷来学习上帝的意志。
We have to sort of assume that his father Jesse wasn't that interested in doctrine because his father was actually let's say deficient. In fact, the Bible sort of gives us the impression he was quite stupid regarding God's plan, Jesse.
而大卫的父亲呢，却很在这个圣经上面的描述，他好像不是一个非常聪明，然后那么追求神的话语的人哈。
But we do know his great grandmother was, Ruth and Boaz, I think.
Great grandmother.
Yeah, great grandmother was it Ruth? Yeah, she was a great grandmother, and she was a great believer. And so when David was a child, it's quite possible she was teaching him doctrine. Or Boaz, we can think maybe Boaz, that's Jesse's father, was quite a great believer. Somehow David was getting doctrine.
但是呢，大卫的曾祖母就是路德，我们都从圣经里面了解他是非常非常重要的一个信徒，所以相信他还有路德的儿子，他们都是。
Yeah, Boaz, that would be his grandfather.
Boaz was the father of Obed.
Oh, so Obed was the... Oh, okay.
Boaz is the great-grandfather.
Oh, okay. And he married Ruth. That's right, okay. Yeah, so Ruth was his great-grandmother, right? Okay, so...
Boaz is a great-grandfather.
That's right.
好，所以就是大卫的曾祖母跟曾祖父都是非常好的这个基督徒，所以他们一定都有很好的机会可以教导。
Maybe David's mother, his own mother, maybe she was a great believer, or at least she was maybe learning some doctrine and teaching it to David at a very young age.
那也许这都是假设哈，就是大卫的母亲或许也是一个很好的基督徒，所以他也在大卫小的时候可以得到很好的教导。
Yeah, we're having to draw conclusions again because the Bible doesn't tell us exactly how David was learning. But he was a great believer, and the only way you can become a great believer is by putting doctrine into your soul. The Word of God has to be taught and learned.
虽然圣经没有很明确地告诉我们大卫是如何学习圣经的，但是大卫成就为一个很棒的基督徒，那成为一个很好的基督徒一定是他有机会好好的学习，然后将圣经的教义放进他的魂里，所以我们可以假设他整个成长的过程是如何的学习的。
You don't just become a great believer just because you're looking after sheep in the field.
因为你不可能呢看着这个照顾那些羊群你就变成了一个伟大的信徒。
Now, through the word that he's learning, he can make lots of applications as a farmer, and that can be like his training ground to learn about the attitude of a shepherd. And he can make applications.
但是呢，当他学习好的那个圣经的教义呢，他反而是可以在作为一个牧羊人好的这个环境中去运用这些圣经的教义。让他在属灵生命上有所成长，所以整个牧羊的工作变成是他的一个训练场所。
Yeah, the Bible is very clear. The only way that anybody is going to get to know God is by studying His Word.
圣经有很清楚的告诉我们，要任何人要想要好好的认识神，只有一个方法，就是好好的研读上帝的话语，就是圣经。
But you should know that already. I shouldn't actually have to tell you because you're in Bible class. You've seen the results of learning doctrine. What that means.
而且听说其实我不需要再跟你们讲这些，因为你们都已经在上圣经课，你已经了解学习圣经对你的生命有什么样的影响了。
Now you should understand that your knowledge of God didn't come just sort of naturally or just because you prayed about it. You know, you had to subject yourself to the learning of the Word of God.
而且你们一定已经感受得很清楚，就是说你对神的认识绝对不会因为只是在祈祷而对他有所认识，你必须要好好的研读他的话语圣经。
And the more you learn, the more you know about God, and the more you know about God, the more you can know what you have to do His will.
所以你呢，越是研读圣经，你越能够知道神。那你越知道神，你就越知道你要如何面对你每天的生活，你应该要怎么样去做。
Yeah, but again, with learning, you have to make application as well. So you can get a lot of knowledge, but if you don't apply it, you can still say, well, I know God wants me to do this, but you don't do it. So you need humility as well.
但是呢，你就算你研读了神的话语，研读圣经，你有了很多圣经的知识，但是如果你没有使用它，还是没有用的。
Yeah, and so learning is just half of the process, and the other half, really, if you can divide it 50-50, that is the application to your life and circumstances.
所以呢，学习只是你属灵生命的一半。50%，另外呢，运用这些学习所得才是另外的50%，你才会有一个完整的属灵生命。
David, obviously, he wasn't just learning the word of God, but he was applying that as well.
而我们在大卫身上看到，他不只学习，他也非常好的运用了他所学的。
And this is why God could say, "This is a man after my heart."
所以呢，这才是为什么神会说这是一个合我心意的人，说大卫是他合他心意的人。
Satan was saying, "I will be like God," but David was saying, "I will learn the will of God. I will do God's will."
所以撒旦是说呢，我要像神一样，而大卫是说呢，我要学习神，而且我要依着神的旨意而行。
And the words I will in English, it expresses the use of free will of determination to do something you wish to do. So you're determining it, you're making a decision, saying this is what I'm going to do.
好，所以呢，我们要知道，就是说，在我们说 I will, 就是我要，它其实是表达了我们的自由意志，同时呢，代表了我们的自由意志决定要做什么是我想要做的。
And this is going to come from your volition. Remember, you have that free will. God has made you a free agent. He's not controlling your thinking. And so this is coming out of your free will. You're making a decision.
要记得就是神在创造我们的时候给了我们自由的意志。所以神并不想要控制我们要做些什么。所以当我们自己下了一个决定要表达说我要做什么，我要。那这时候是完全是用着我们的自由意志来决定这件事我要做。
Okay, and remember that principle, you have the free will of man, that's your volition, and the sovereignty of God. So I'm putting these two things together. You have free will of man and the sovereignty of God, they exist side by side. They exist together, we can say.
好，我们要了解哈。我们每一个人都有人的自由意志，同时呢有神的主权，这两件事情是在同时存在的。
And to understand this principle explains a lot about how even though God has that authority and he can do whatever he wants, but we can also do whatever we want. This principle explains what a lot of people cannot understand.
好，这是一个很多人不理解的一个很重要的原则，就是说神他有那种他最高的权力，而我们又有我们自己可以人类的自由意志可以下的决定，所以这两者是同时并存的。
So you get some religions or cults or even in Christian denominations, they say, actually, we don't really have free will. You think you have free will, but God is controlling all your thoughts.
Who say that?
Some like, well, Calvinist religions, for example, they say that. People that believe in Calvinism.
所以有些人呢，他们会有一些 神学派的人会讲说，哦，虽然我们有自由意志，但实际上呢，神还是有最后的控制权，所以他们感觉神的控制权是凌驾于我们人的自由意志之上。
They might say, you think you're free, you think you're making decisions, but actually God has programmed you to make that decision.
所以有些人他的想法哈是说，哦，你以为你有自由意志啊，但是其实神他是有做了一个程式，是他还可以控制到你的，是凌驾于你的自由意志的。
See, within the Calvinism, remember Calvinism, they try to say that you didn't have a choice to believe in Jesus Christ. God elected you, He chose you.
所以呢，有一种学派就说呢，不是你自己下决定成为基督徒的，是神拣选你的。
Yeah, because they say, look, see, God elected you in Christ. That means He chose you, so you didn't have a choice.
所以实际上他们的看法是，因为神拣选了你，所以你也是毫无选择权的。
But they forget to mention that in the Bible verses that says that God elected you, He elected you in Christ, which means, you know, to be in Christ means you believe in Jesus Christ.
但他们忘记了在圣经里面讲说，神拣选你因着主耶稣基督。所以呢，他们忘记了是我们先选择了相信主耶稣基督。
Remember, in Christ, it literally means you're in Christ, because when you believe in Christ, you're put in union with Him.
所谓在基督里，神拣选了你，那个在基督里很重要一件事情，就是你相信了耶稣基督，所以你才在基督里。
And that comes out in like verses like Galatians 3:26, for example.
哥罗西书三章二十三节。
And you are baptized into Christ, so like 1 Corinthians 12:13 helps explain that concept as well. You were baptized into Christ.
给的金句都在讲的就是说，我们洗礼是因着耶稣基督。
Yeah. And then it's Romans 8:29. We were elected into Christ in eternity past.
然后呢，罗马书八章二十几。九节说我们因着耶稣基督而被拣选。
You say in is like because of, right? But that should be in. We're in.
在基督里我们被选为成为 sorry,
so we were chosen.
我们被拣选在基督里我们被拣选。
And that's because from eternity past, God looked into the future. He saw you're going to believe in Jesus Christ and said, yes, I can choose you because you're in Jesus. I choose you to be saved.
所以在更久以前呢，神拣选了我们，因为我们在基督里。
So understanding that, for example, now we can see that we do definitely have free will, and God has sovereignty as well. He has the sovereign power over nature. He has the sovereign power to create what He wants. He has the sovereign power to judge and to make righteous decisions.
所以神呢，其实在我们有自由意志的同时，神他的确有这样子的大的权力，能够拣选我们。
To judge and to make righteous decisions, for example.
他可以因着我们的自由意志，他神也同时呢，他会因着公义跟公正来处理事情。
And remember, all of his decisions are based on his character. So whatever is righteous, whatever is just.That's the decisions he's going to make.
因为神他所有的这个决定都是因着神的特质，也就是他的公义跟公正。
For the best result, because he loves us. You know, love is the essence of God.
而因着神爱我们，他永远他的所有的选择都是会因着爱我们而给我们最好的选择。
Towards the end of his teaching career, actually, the colonel was able to develop a very deep doctrine regarding love. What is love? And he came to the conclusion that love is actually made up of righteousness and justice. That is true love.
在上校牧师他的整个教导，将50多年的教导里，到他的后期，他终于啊，整合了整个基督的教义里面，他讲到说，所有的爱基督的爱其实都在神的公义跟公正中展现出来。
You can't separate them. You can't separate righteousness and justice from true love.
所以呢，在整个的真正的爱 神的爱中呢，是绝对不可能把公义跟公正拆开来看的，这是全部创造了神完美的爱的一个很重要的两个并驾齐驱的因素。
Whatever God decides is going to be based on those character, on that character of God, but at the same time, He still does allow us the free will. That's part of His manifestation, showing His justice and His righteousness and love, is He has to give us free will.
好，而且呢，跟着整个神他的公义跟公正和爱的这些完整的一个他的特质之下呢，他也同时就一定会给我们自由意志。
If we was trying to control what we thought, that wouldn't be love, and it certainly wouldn't be just.
如果呢，神是可以控制我们的意志，我们的选择完整，不能给我们自由意志的话，这就代表的不是他真的爱啊。
And you see that maybe in movies where there's a relationship between a man and a woman and you know, the man's trying to control what the woman's thinking and doing. And sometimes the woman's trying to control the man, of course. Or even governments. You know, I just mentioned about governments, how they try to control people. That's not just.
你看很多这些故事，有些电影里面的，就是那男的好像很爱一个女的，但是却想要控制这个女的所有的想法、做法、事情。或者甚至也有的女的想要控制那个男的，或者甚至讲到刚刚说的那个政府想要控制人民，当有这种控制在里头的时候，他就不可能是有任何的公义或公正的爱。
Well, the modern day news, for example, you can't trust the news anymore because the news, they have an agenda, which means they have a way they want you to think. If they're conservative, they'll try to make you think one way. If they're a liberal news outlet, they'll try to make you think another.
而像现代的这个媒体啊、哦、的报道，你会发现呢，他其实他在给报道的时候，他都有他想要达成的目的，所以他实际上并不是真正的提供公义或公正的任何的消息。
When Facebook started up and YouTube, when they first started up, they were very proud of the fact they said, whatever you want to say, you can put it on YouTube and we're not going to stop you. This is a free place. If you want to promote terrorism, Islamic terrorism, you can do that. If you want to do this, then you can put it on your YouTube channel. There was really no restrictions.
像当年啊，那个 FB, Facebook, 脸书啊，和 YouTube,在刚开始他们去设置出来的时候，他们对所有的人讲说，这是一个完全自由的平台，任何人你想要说任何话，你要去讲任何你自己宗教的想法或者是任何的政治想法，它全部不会有任何的限制，你都可以在这个平台上面表达。
Yeah, but nowadays, and especially regarding politics,There's some things that Facebook won't put on Facebook and YouTube won't put on YouTube, that they'll block it if they don't agree with the political message.
而现在呢，很多的政治性的言论呢，在 Facebook 或 YouTube 上面都已经不见得会让你可以，就太政治性的，他就会帮你拿掉，他也不让你放了。
And with Google, for example, see, they control the search engines. When you want to Google, you're looking for something on the news, and they will direct you to the news that they want you to hear.
而像这个 Google 呢，它也一样哦，就是当你在选择一些你在想要搜寻某些讯息的时候，它会把你带去它想要让你看到的那些讯息。
Now that's up to them. See, they're the directors of Google and Facebook and YouTube, whatever. You know, they're using their free will to do that. That's their agenda. That's the way they think.
所以现在其实脸书啦、YouTube 啊、Google 啊，他们已经开始在引导我们要看到的东西是什么，因为他们有他们的目的了。
Under the principles of capitalism, they're a business. They should be allowed to do that.
而站在这个所谓资本主义的角度下，哈，他们想要这么做，好像也是符合法令的。
If you don't agree with it, you don't have to do your Google search, you don't have to look at YouTube, you don't have to do Facebook.
如果你不赞成他们现在这样去引导你看什么的话，那你就是不能够上去做搜寻，你就不要去搜寻，你就不要用 FB, 不要用 YouTube。
Now you have your freedom not to use that service.
你有自由不要用他们的服务。
But you could ask yourself, is that just what they're doing about, you know, directing people to some sites and not to others? Well, you know, probably not. But again, that's their free will decision. So even if it's not just, they're allowed to do that.
虽然这个不公正，但是呢，他们的这些做法是符合法令现在的规定的。
There really is no true justice in the world. The only way you're going to find true justice is in God and His plan.
所以呢，真正在这个世界上，你是找不到所谓真正公正的事情、公义的事情。只有在神国里，它才是真正的公义跟公正的。
Yeah, but a lot of people, you know, they rely on Google, they rely on YouTube or Facebook to get their information. Sometimes they think that's truth, but it's not. We know that we have the truth available to us, and it's not going to come out of the internet, really.
很多人以为呢，他在 Google 或者是 YouTube 上面找到的讯息呢，是真实的，是真理的，但实际上它不是，而只有我们知道我们的真理在哪里。但是却不是在网络上面。
And God has given us the free will to make that decision, to say, well, yeah, I'm not going to search on YouTube to find out what the truth is. I'm going to go to a Bible class. That's where I'm going to get my truth.
所以呢，神呢，其实教导了我们，我们不要在 Google 上面寻找真理，我们得要来圣经课里面寻找真理。
Yeah, the principle here is always going to remain that the free will of man and the sovereignty of God coexist side by side. That means that even though God is controlling history, we still have our free will to make these decisions.
所以呢，黑板上所写的就是人的自由意志跟神的最高主权是同时存在的。
Okay, now last Tuesday we were looking at this verse here. First we saw Proverbs 16:18, talking about the pride of Satan.
好，在上礼拜的箴言里面16:18有讲到的这句话。
Okay, we saw that pride can mean arrogance. Pride goes before destruction, and haughty means arrogance, an arrogant spirit before a fall.
好，所以他讲的是说呢，骄傲带来毁灭，傲慢带来堕落。
Yeah, so what it really means is if you reject God, if you're a believer, you're going to be disciplined. If you're an unbeliever and you continue to reject God, you're going to be in the lake of fire. Yeah, looking at the long-term consequences. If you're a believer, obviously you're saved, but you are going to be disciplined by God. That's going to be your fall or can be your destruction.
就说呢，对于一个基督徒来讲，他相信耶稣基督的基督徒来讲，好，他一样是会被神所管教的。
And sometimes that divine discipline can lead to death. That's the sin unto death we see in 1 John 5:16. Now, if you keep being arrogant, God will discipline you. You have your warning discipline, intensive discipline, and then you have the sin unto death.
而在约翰一书5:16里面讲了，对于一个基督徒来说，他如果一直都是那么的傲慢的话，他是会被神一直管教到死。
That's for the believer. And for the,
这是对信徒而言。
For the unbeliever, the ultimate destruction is when he dies, and then he goes to the lake of fire, because his whole life has been arrogant to God.
而对非信徒来讲呢，他是整个人生都是非常的傲慢的来这个反抗神的，所以最后他死后呢，就是到被火狐烧死。
1 Peter 5:8. So, but if you are humble, of course, then God will raise you up.
而如果你是非常的谦怀的，你就会被神高举。好，这是在彼得前书5:5-8.
Okay, now I'm going to go into the middle of this section here.If you're humble, I'm saying that God raises you up. See, it says here, humble yourselves. Humility means to be obedient. So be obedient to God under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you, means to lift you up, to raise you up or to promote you.
所以中间我们看一下中间的这一段的第三行，他说如果你呢可以自己谦卑在神伟大的在神的控制之下吗？这说法怪怪的。
His hand is controlling all things. That relates to the sovereignty of God.
好，也就是说，我们在神伟大的这个 权柄之下，我们可以谦卑而行的话呢，他就会将我们提高举。
If you're humble, if you obey God, He will promote you. He raises you up. But if you're arrogant, then He'll push you down.
所以就是说，如果我们在神的面前，我们都是谦卑的，那当我们时候到的时候，神就将我们高举；而如果我们一直都是傲慢的，他一定会管教我们。
Okay, and pushing you down. See, this comes out in this phrase here. God resists the proud, which means He fights against the proud or the arrogant person.
哦，这中间的第二行写说，神呢是会来抗拒你的任何的傲慢的，
okay,
你的骄傲的。
Okay, we're going to have another 10-minute break now.
我们再来10分钟的休息。